Prototyping and coding your first web operating system and web desktop. Allow me to start by saying that you need three very small programs. Drag Window, Resize Window, and Focus Window, which brings it to the front. There's a fourth one that I personally recommend, and that is Desktop Panning, where you can grab the desktop and move all the windows on it left and right. As a bonus, a very tiny program I call Overwatch can help you zoom out of the desktop and reveal a neat applications menu. If you are just starting with programming, I recommend patience. And rather than diving into the world of dragging and dropping, stick to the basic primitives that already come with HTML. Dragging, resizing, and focusing windows is already supported. You just need to capture the coordinates on the mouse up event and set the Z index when it comes to window focus. The built-in functions won't look very pretty. They'll try to bite you as well. But it is good to see everything kind of working before getting the real programming done. I highly recommend using Svelte for programming. That makes things really, really easy. It's an open source program with a really neat tutorial. To style the window, just use Bootstrap and Bootstrap cards. Let a Bootstrap card be your window. It's all done for you. And don't forget the shadow. It makes it look really cool. If you don't like the default Bootstrap theme, use the open source BootSwatch collection. They have a bunch. As to the HTML structure, put everything inside a single HTML element with position relative. And then set the windows, the desktop background image, maybe even a login box to position absolute. Svelte allows you to use if or for each without forcing you to create a new element. So the combination of position relative, position absolute, and Svelte being nice helps you structure everything really, really simply. All the windows just go into a single div tag. I highly recommend using PouchDB, but think of Plan 9's Everything is a File and do the same thing here, though tell yourself that everything is a document. Everything except the username, which sits in a session variable that is lost upon a refresh. Refreshing the page that holds the operating system is basically reboot. And yes, PouchDB by default will keep all the data living within your browser. You can even export that data out to a CouchDB, which is like a huge database that is nice and professional, by simply connecting the two together and telling them to synchronize back and forth. Now, this principle of everything is a document is kind of unusual. Because what you want to do in order to, for example, move a window up is to first tell the document that the window has a new top or Y position and then wait for the document to save and come all the way back around and then whoop, move your window up. By talking to documents first, you allow yourself to control the entire operating system through a little file manager that you can code. When everything is a document, you can just find the document that represents your window in your file manager and then change top or left or width or height and the window will automatically adjust. Basically, the file manager becomes your Swiss Army knife for expanding the operating system out further. As you move beyond your first version, try to replace PouchDB with something that is closely inspired by it. This will teach you how to create clever little databases. Finally, I think it's very unusual how simple creating a web desktop is. You can create a very nice UI while studying CSS and HTML in your JavaScript. The primary purpose of a web OS is to serve as a beautiful entry in your design portfolio. But you know what? You can upgrade that by introducing an automator like Builder for your window apps. Do not overcomplicate your windows. Using Automator to create windows in your fancy web operating system can actually work out really well, but please do not introduce a complex user interface. Your user interface should be nothing more than a stack of user interface elements. So, for example, if you have a calendar, then on the top you'd have some selection stuff, in the middle you'd have your calendar, in the bottom some buttons, and below the buttons you'd have some information like a status report or something. But you wouldn't have anything to decide. By keeping just a one long column, you don't have to worry about application layout. And that makes Automator perfect for building applications or window apps. And if you don't like the simplicity of Automator, there is yet a more interesting idea. Because if you add the concept of ports to your windows, you will be able to connect your windows together with a wire and thus create a visual programming language similar to Blender's Geometry Nodes.